there's certain people that could say something and everybody get offended. And there's certain guys who can say stuff, the same exact words, and we just chuckle. Just Tyreek's one of them people, right?
Just having some fun, baby.
Right.
I mean, you know, would like a 100-yard game again. I miss the fun Dolphins.
And nice. Wait, like, what does that have to do with him?
Well, it has nothing to do with him, but I think he misses it.
Okay, then. When you say stuff like that, you're implying that he's not doing what he need to do.
I think that he had a really good game the last game, coming off a game that I thought was a dreadful stinker from him. I thought the game against New England, he had some tough catches. He came through for his team. Whereas in the Tennessee game, he played laissez-faire and kicked the ball directly to the Titans like he was playing hacky sack. So I thought that he had a great bounce back after really needing it. But Cheetahs love to run.
You're basing that off of yards.
I'm not basing that off of yards. I'm basing that off of, there's the football. Should I get it? Nah, I'll let a Titan run it back. Thank
you. I think you should get that, actually.
I'll get it later.
Okay.
What do you got, Gila Monster arms? Grab it.
I don't want to.
Oh, my God.
Just leave it. You don't need to get it either. What's with the OCD around here?
It's spilling. It's spilling everywhere.
That's
your eyes down there,
please.
Too.
There's no liquid in there.
That's uncomfortable for me.
It's spilling.
There's nothing in there.
You come in here with pink eyes tomorrow.
Those aren't even the ones I use.
I can tell that's pink eyes.
Wait, so he dropped his glasses on the ground and you...
Look how dirty this floor is, Tobin. Pick it up, dude. Pick it up. Why does it say Blue Chew on it?
Now he's not doing it just to spite you.
Do you need to pick me up?
I just kicked it closer to you.
He kicked it to me.
Well, that's good, though.
But I don't use those. Those aren't the ones I use. They just happen to be in there.
What is that?
They're a contact case.
Oh.
But I use the one at home. I don't use that one.
That makes sense.
Pick it up!
Okay. You're lashing out, dude. You need to calm down.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Calm down always gets it done.
Yeah, that makes me
clear. Ma'am.
Calm down never gets it done.
It instantly worked. Look, you caked that, and look how much stuff is flying around here. We need a vacuum in
here. Tell the people to vacuum here at night.
Disgusting. Fix it.
Although she did come in here and, like, just throw glitter everywhere and go back to her studio.
I was decorating.
Halloween.
You don't agree that the Cheetah had a good bounce back performance the last game?
I would say, as a whole, the offense did. And we're looking at one guy. But I think...
Oh, no, dude. I tried looking at another guy, and then you guys got mad at me.
Who?
I'm not saying his name.
Say it.
Nope. If I mention him, then everybody gets crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to get crazy.
I was just looking the last game, and I would like to get a little... you know, just once. A little tough
catch. But again, you do realize they threw for, what, 180 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting on the receivers.
I'm not getting on them.
You are.
I'm not getting on
them. You went off on Waddle. Now you're talking about Tyreek had a bounce back game. Could it be something as simple as they threw more balls to him? Because they haven't had 200 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're sitting here talking about the receivers, there's a couple of things got to happen before the receiver gets an opportunity to catch the ball.
But sometimes it's the things that don't show up on the box score. And Cheetah was doing things that didn't show up on the box score. And I feel like Jalen Waddle, he's just, you know, just chilling.
How? Really?
Yeah.
You think that?
Yeah.
You know, that's actually something you can only figure out if a receiver's not running the right route or is being lazy into a
route. It's not that I think he's lazy. I don't think he's lazy. I just think, like... I don't want to do this again because everybody gets so mad at me about this, and I like the player.
No. Because here's my only complaint with what you're saying. They ain't throwing for 350, and then your two stars ain't catching the ball.
Well, certainly not when he...
They throwing for 180, 200, and your two stars are still catching 65% of the yards.
I mean, like, especially when, you know, you might see someone on an Everglades tour because they got alligator arms out there, you know?
Jesus. You see, this is why, dude.
This is why.
Football.
Dropped it.
Like, man, don't you have to be reasonable with your...
I am being reasonable.
That's not being reasonable.
I'm being reasonable.
Right. You've had new
just
quarterback.
Said he was going to be on the Everglades tour.
No. I just think it needs to be. I thought that. Look, Cheetah, great bounce back performance. Now I need Waddle to shine a little bit, baby.
You're the worst.
Just one tutty. That's all I want. I just want to have a touchdown dance again.
I got you.
Chris says, Tobin throws grenade and then asks, why is everyone so mad at me?
Right. Exactly.
Just a little literally. Explosion, dude. I miss it.
It's absolutely ridiculous that you say stuff like that without realizing all the steps. And, like, it's our job.
What?
To let people know instead of just looking at a box score like you're.
I'm not box score watching, though. I'm watching the games.
Oh, you're watching the games.
I'm watching the games. I'm watching the film. And I'm a film junkie.
You're saying, let me get this straight.
Yep.
If Waddle would have played better, the results could have been different, or he would have got more opportunities.
I just think it's a couple years in a row. Slow starts. You know, out of the blocks. I understand. They don't have their quarterback.
Isn't he the first Miami Dolphins receiver to have 1,000 in his first?
Yeah, and it took him a while last year. Took a while to rev up the old engine.
In the history of the team.
And he was rewarded for it handsomely.
You have ripped him without the starting quarterback.
I have not ripped him.
Playing quarterbacks that have been here for a week and a half.
I don't like the term ripping. I rip Liam Eikenberg and say, dude's a bum. Jalen Waddle, I say, I have questions.
But
still love him.
And all your questions are surrounding two quarterbacks that have been here together a total of 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Tyler or Skylar Thompson
Snoop
situation.
Mm-hmm.
Which he wasn't very good.
Well, you know, Snoop Hunt.
And you're basing your success on a wide receiver on three guys that just weren't getting it done. Last week it was a little bit better. And Huntley looked like he was making some of those throws that you would normally see Tune do. But for you to say, receivers, give you more what?
Well, here's the thing. When you have a quarterback come in there, right? And maybe he doesn't make the perfect throw. You got to pick him up a little bit, baby. Okay. Cheetah made that happen.
So you're saying that Waddle had some opportunities and he wasn't.
I felt the last couple games he had some opportunities.
Really?
Yep. Huh. Just do a little more.
I just think you just said that to try to get out of this hole you dug.
No, I swear to God, that's what led to this whole conversation. And you guys acted like I said, club the baby seals, because nobody ever says anything about Jalen Waddle because he's adorable, and nobody ever wants to say anything about him because he's the most popular Dolphin on the team. And I'm not saying that I don't love him. I love him. I'm happy he's here. I just miss the Waddle.
Can't wait to cut out club the baby seals from this. That's gonna be great.
It's like it's
Pina line one.
It's literally like saying something bad about Bluey. Nobody says anything bad about Bluey.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
It's a girl?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Is that a kid's show?
Two sisters. Yeah, that's right. It is. It's not just a kid's show. All right? J-Fig, I don't need your criticism of Bluey. Sorry.
I'm still like.
Yep.
All right. Hey, it seems like I would go more up the food chain as to why the passing game hasn't worked.
Is what I would say, though. See, I don't think it's fair to hose down Snoop Huntley. So who?
I didn't hose him down.
No, but like you're asking, when I go up the food chain, who do I go to? Do I go to old Marble Mouth?
I would say this, that the opportunities have shrunk for Waddle and Tyreek, and a lot of that has to do with quarterbacks that are playing have been here for 3 weeks.
Of course.
So why didn't you go? But my point is, you know all these things, and then you say, hey, Waddle, let's go.
Hold on, though. No, that's not fair. All I was doing was asking questions.
No, you can't do that.
All I was doing was asking questions.
You see what he does, Marcos? Just because you preface your comments with a question doesn't mean you're not doing the same thing we say you're doing.
No, because I will tell you flat out if a guy's a bum. I'm not trying to tiptoe around the tulips here. I think Jaylen Waddle is very good. I'm just saying in desperate times, you need to use the resources that you have to get every little bit. And I feel like he hasn't really been there. No batteries in the storm,
but
dude.
Who's that on? You got to throw him the ball.
I mean, he gets no responsibility for it.
For what? The quarterback not throwing him the ball?
He's getting targets.
Okay. How many targets is he getting?
Let me look last game.
See how many? No, no, no. Do the whole season.
I'm not going to do the whole season. I want to do the games.
Targets versus catches. Targets versus catches.
I will do targets. All right. Game log. Here we go. Don't do targets on this for ESPN? What's up with ESPN?
Maybe you got to do the.
Here we go. New England. 8 targets. 4 catches.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football. 6 targets, 4 catches.
Okay.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
4 targets, or 5 targets, 4 catches.
Mm-hmm. Seeing a trend here.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
4 targets, 4 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
100 yards, 5 targets, 5 catches.
What are you talking? He's damn near perfect.
Nah, I'm talking the last 2 weeks, though, dude.
You went the last 3 stats you just gave me was every ball that was targeted to him, he caught.
No. But there's other ones where it's like,
he caught 50%.
Not
and
last week.
One time he caught 66%.
50%? What is this, a coin flip? So every time I throw to my $100 million receiver, it's a coin flip?
Wait. Here's the assumption you're always making.
What?
Every pass to him was catchable.
Mm-hmm.
I get he may have dropped the ball or he may have, but according to what I'm seeing, throw in another 2 catches for the ones he dropped. Right? Another 2 catches.
2 catches can swing the game.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm saying,
that
though.
That could only be the one where he was 8 for 4.
No, but you're talking... No. Well, and also Monday Night Football. There's one in Monday Night Football that stands out. And Monday Night Football, like, it could have hung in the balance.
What was it? What was his...
It was this one that was like, he could have had the first...
No. What was his... You already looked
at... Oh, what was his yardage?
Give us the number. What?
I told you it was 4 for 6. Catches. Told you. Huh? 6 targets, 4 catches.
Okay, so you're saying 36
yards.
One that he let go.
It felt like a momentum shifter.
Do you understand what you're saying?
But let me just say this with Jaylen Waddle.
You're saying a guy that's normally 5 for 5, 4 for 4, 4 for 4, he went 8 for 4 one week, and then he went 6 for 4. You complain about the one pass.
I know, but I
don't know how ridiculous that sounds.
You're right, one play can change everything in football.
But
a toe won the Dolphins the game.
Nobody plays a perfect game.
Dude.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No, please.
Stop.
You're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses.
You are.
So one play, you're basing all of your opinion on Jaylen Waddle.
I don't want to do this, but you're forcing me. You're forcing me. You're forcing my hand.
I'm forcing, okay. One catch. You're
do you,
one
Marcos?
Catch.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you specifically one thing.
All right.
When you think back to the Buffalo playoff game from 2 years ago.
Wait. Oh, my God. That's how far you're going back to make your
with
point?
A backup quarterback, Skylar Thompson, on the road. What is the one thing that always you will think about with that game?
Jaylen Waddle costing us the game.
Exactly. Dropping that football.
Do you
swung
understand
the momentum.
How far, do you understand how far back you had to go to make
it's
your
2 years
point?
Ago.
And what you were talking about, we were talking about this year.
Right.
This year.
Well,
you gave the numbers for this year.
I'm starting
and
to.
Of all his targets
right.
and all his catches, you voiced your whole opinion on one ball.
You want to be a franchise guy or be a franchise guy?
So nobody drops balls?
People drop balls. But like.
Okay. But I'm just saying, it's a little ridiculous. That you based all of this.
By the way, for all that perfection, I mean 40 yards, 26 yards. What are you doing with the football?
Do with the type of passes.
Oh, yeah, no, it's always not on him. That's right. There's always an exit route.
It's not on him.
It's never on him.
I'm saying, like, all I have is the stats. I don't know what kind of passes they've been.
Mm-hmm.
But you basically made it sound like that he was 8 targets, 3 catches every week. I have no control over the targets. The only thing I have control of is whether he catches them or not, or what the play calls were. And you know what you just said? You've based all of this opinion on one play. One play.
No, it's been
ridiculous.
A couple. It's been a couple of plays.
A couple of
three
plays.
That come to mind. But
wait, can I just say this? Of all the game logs you've read,
yep,
he's only had 4-6 balls that have not been complete thrown to him all year.
Yeah, because they're probably looking like, I can't trust him. Why do I go to him?
Oh, my goodness.
What's the point? What am I going on, an Everglades tour? I'll throw to Cheetah. He'll make the tough one.
You were complaining about him.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Okay. Other than being immature, but, you know.
Stop.
He stepped up.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
You are. Okay. You are something else. You just want hot takes. You
know, I don't have a hot take. This is not a take.
You've been on Jalen Waddle. You say
I haven't been on Jalen Waddle. You know what you are? You're like, you know, I walk into the house and it's like, hey, honey. Oh, you didn't say anything about my hair? You didn't like it? I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're making an argument. I'm not making an argument. I'm asking a question. You know,
Stop taking your hot takes. Stop taking your hot takes and saying, it's not a hot take. I'm just asking a question.
I'm just asking a question, though.
Tomfoolery.
No, it's not tomfoolery. It's serious.
Marcos.
No, it's not. If you ask your wife, don't you think you're a little big for that dress? You know, I'm just asking.
It's like, you sit here and you're just like, you can't have an honest talk with anybody anymore because you guys.
I would like you to record that.
No. You guys sit here.
No, it's right. You
guys.
No, you're not going
to
do that.
You guys sit here. And you think that I'm trying to make a full take, and I'm not. It's because I sit amongst friends, and you can't even ask a question, because every time I ask a question, you guys are like, oh, so you hate him. I'm like, I'm just asking a question.
It's the way you ask questions. Don't try to twist it around.
It's ridiculous.
This is fraudulent at best.
It's not fraudulent.
It is. You're the only one that does the thing, because you go, you can say whatever you want. I was just asking a question. I'll just ask a question. Right? Like, come on. Oh, my goodness. You really think?
Just asking.
Maybe. Like, we just fell off the turnip truck.
So the question was, you ever seen him make a catch?
Right. And I'm like, yes. I've seen him make all the catches basically thrown to him.
Here's what I got. 3rd and 7 from the last game. Tyler Huntley goes to Waddle down the sidelines, hits Waddle in the hands. Of course he didn't catch it, but he got bailed out by a roughing the passer call.
Are these your notes?
Yeah, that's my notes. So that wipes away a target. So he got off. So he got scot-free. So it really was 4 of 9. It really was 4 of 9.
That's the 50%.
Bailed out.
Wait. So you got Tobin stats now.
I got notes.
Oh, that's Tobin stats.
I got notes.
Because the stats and the notes that you read me, right, have... Oh, my.
This is worse than when you had beef with Kobe.
Goodness.
Oh, my.
I'm curious. Do all fans watch... No, they don't, because they don't take notes. They just blurt stuff out. You made it up.
David, come here.
Oh,
come here.
Oh, look at these notes.
Come here. Does that not... Do I not have notes?
He has notes.
There's a plethora of notes.
Let me see the date on this.
You know, I do host the pregame. I got
Wait. Can I just say this?
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guarantee you none of those notes are positive.
That's not true.
There's a lot of cussing, too.
Oh, is there?
He has caps. He has a lot of animation here, too.
Yeah, 4th and 15. Bad snap. Can't get the field goal off. Embarrassing. Danny Crossman.
Pack your things, scapegoat.
And then it goes, effing Blake Ferguson.
But
good.
Oh, man. Dude, like, why do I always feel like, and this is true, I always feel like if we watch a football game, we are watching two different games. Why is that?
He watches it with silly eyes, too.
You know, no,
he watches it with those little, those wheel eyes with the little, you know.
I'm going to find my Titans notes. Back after this.